Is there one God, or are there two? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It looks like Indiana will be the latest state to pass its own Religious Freedom Restoration Act in response to the spread of gay marriage, because there are business owners around the country, in particular florists, bakers, and photographers, who say that their sincere religious beliefs prevent them from accepting gay couples as customers. And legislators want to protect these businesses from discrimination lawsuits. But there's always a fundamental divide in these debates over what God wants. And from what I heard in the Indiana House debate, the Lord wants it both ways. Because, as the Bible says, He Himself would minister to anybody who sought Him out.
Not only did He be in the presence of a prostitute, He let a prostitute touch Him.
But the Lord also wants the faithful to glorify His name in their day-to-day work.
If we truly are doing all things as unto the Lord, our business can be just as much of a church or a sanctuary or a pulpit as the church that we attend.
So, given all the confusion, I was thinking Indiana ought to consider the suggestion of Oklahoma State Representative Emily Virgin, that if your religion does prevent you from serving certain customers, you should at least have to post a sign in the window spelling it out.
If you want to discriminate under this law, if it passes, then you're legally allowed to do that. But you need to own it. You need to fess up to it.
The idea being that if the Lord can't decide, give the free market a crack at it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.